This is the One Thing podcast where we teach you the surprisingly simple truth behind extraordinary results. I'm your host, Jeff Woods. Time is your most valuable resource. The problem is most people spend their time instead of investing it. And the waste amplifies when you look at the people you work with. If you can't focus on what matters most, you end up working longer hours and sacrificing your personal life. We help people like you implement a simple system to turn your big vision into action steps. Instead of just being busy, you'll be productive and achieve extraordinary results both professionally and personally. As a listener of the show, you know that while the principles of the One Thing are surprisingly simple, they can sometimes be challenging to live. And what stops most people from living the One Thing is they do not have a system that makes it possible. We call that the productive system. This is part 5 in a 6-part series where we walk you through the 6 steps of the productive system. The first step is to transform how you think, because your thinking drives your behavior, which drives your results. The second step is to cast a vision by identifying your core values and setting someday 5-year and 1-year goals. Once that's in place, the third step is to create a plan for the next 12 months that creates clarity and alignment across your team. We have a tool called a GPS that helps you do that. Once the plan is created and everyone's on the same page, you prioritize your activities so you know what you need to do each week and month to be on track for your year. Then it's step 5, which is to take action by time blocking so your calendar reflects your priorities. And finally, the 6th step is to build habits around the activities that make achieving your goals possible. In this episode, we focus on step 5, which is take action. As you listen to this episode, if you would like support implementing this in less time with less stress, just head on over to theonething.com. That's with the number 1 in the URL, theonething.com. Individuals can learn about our Living Your One Thing training program. And if you're a leader and want to discover what it looks like to transform your productivity and the whole team, you can request a consultation and we will line up a time to connect. Again, that's theonething.com. If you're like me, then you probably have big goals for your life and you probably have a great work ethic. You show up and every week you focus, you try to get as much done as possible while also still attempting to have a thriving personal life. I also know that prior to living the One Thing, this was a challenge for me. I remember the way that I planned my weeks prior to co-founding this company was sometime between the end of the previous week and the upcoming week, I would fire up my computer. I'd open my digital calendar. I'd open my email. On the calendar, I'd see all the stuff that had already been scheduled. I'd go to my inbox and I would just start going through the emails. And if somebody asked if I could meet, I immediately went back to my calendar and asked the question, when can I make this happen? And the moment I saw white space, I blocked time with that person. And before you know it, my calendar is full. It is wall-to-wall meetings. And I went through my week just following my calendar, just going from appointment to appointment. In between appointments, I'm helping people when they ask, hey, do you got a minute? Because I want to be a team player. And then I'm triaging my inbox. I'm taking the calls from customers or some of my team members. I'd fast forward to the end of the day, knowing I was really busy, yet question what I actually got done. And here was the real problem this presented for me. When it would be the end of the workday and I was supposed to be present with my wife and our daughter, I felt pulled back into the office. At the dinner table, I was constantly on my phone checking emails. And my wife, I was wondering why we were growing apart. And she was saying, you're not present, you're not here. And I'm like, what are you talking about? I'm right here. What I didn't realize is how right she was. See, as I went through my work days, I was unclear on what I needed to be saying yes to. So as a result, I just said yes to whatever popped up or what was ever most urgent in the moment. The problem was at the end of the day, I said no to the people that mattered most to me because I was not clear on what to say yes to during the day. We know that many of you, this is your reality today. And I want to let you, the reason I started by sharing my story, I've been in your shoes. There is zero judgment on this side. And our job is to show you what's possible for you, to fight for your possibilities when you might be fighting for limitations. There is a way that you can wake up and your calendar can actually reflect your priorities. It can reflect a plan for you to accomplish what matters most professionally during the hours that you work so that at a pre-prescribed time, you can shut it down and you can go and actually live an extraordinary personal life. And I can say this confidently because this is the journey that I have been on. This is my reality today. So I went from my calendar just being filled and reacting during the day and sacrificing my personal life to one where I do not work an insane number of hours. There is a prescribed time that I work. And during that time, my calendar reflects what matters most. I execute what matters most every single day so I can shut it down and be present with my family. And when I go on vacation, I actually go on vacation. This is possible for you too. It requires that we acknowledge the current challenges we are facing when it comes to our calendars and explore how we might make our calendar serve us and serve our goals so we invest our time and stop spending it. And that is what we will walk through in this episode. So let's talk about the challenges with the way that we currently plan our time. The first is, without realizing it, we allow our calendars to treat everything like it matters equally. Again, this is the number one lie of productivity. It's the lie that everything matters equally. If you're like most people, then when you go to plan your weeks, you see the stuff that's already on your calendar, and without realizing it, you treat it like it's etched in stone. But that's not really the case. But we behave that way. We see all the stuff that's scheduled and we just start to schedule things around the boulders that are already in the stream without ever questioning, is this actually a priority this week? And this is a constant discussion I have with my executive assistant. She might have scheduled something for me 3 weeks ago. And just because we said yes to something 3 weeks ago does not mean that it actually matters this week. Because again, it's just like dominoes. The path to getting everything you want starts by getting one thing at a time. It means we've got to think big, go small, and trust the dominoes will fall. In the context of your calendar, it means you've got to make sure that you time block the things that matter most. And that means that when you plan your week, you need to look at the things that are already on your calendar and make them interview to keep their spot. Just because they're there does not mean that they earn the right to stay there. And a simple question you can ask is, if I could only do one thing during this time, should I be doing what's currently there? Or is there another priority that will give me a greater return on the investment of my time? If you can truly embrace this and internalize this idea, your calendar will no longer be filled with a bunch of random meetings and things that you have to do. They will start to reflect a plan to accomplish what matters most professionally and personally. Here's what's at stake if you don't do this. You will work longer hours. You will be busy, but you may not be productive. And it's possible that you could fast forward to the end of the day really lacking fulfillment. And ultimately sacrificing your personal life, which leads to regret. You deserve more than that. And that's why you need to learn how to time block. Time blocking is the act of scheduling time with yourself to do what matters most. We've all done it. If you've ever scheduled an appointment with a doctor and somebody at the office said, hey, can you meet this time? You said, I've got a doctor's appointment at that time. You treated the doctor's appointment like the priority, the boulder in the stream, and you made the water flow around it. It's the same thing. And in The One Thing, Gary Keller and Jay Papazian, who co-authored the book, suggest there are just three things that you time block. Your time off, your one thing, and your planning time. And they are listed in order of priority. So we're going to dive into what each of those means. When we say time block your time off, means the very first thing you do. In fact, we suggest before the year begins, you open up a paper planner and identify when might I want to take time off? Because we all know what it feels like to be working so hard, not have vacation, and be on the path to burnout. And you don't deserve that. You deserve better. Which is why, for me personally, I open up the calendar I ask the question, when are our company holidays? Are there any other special days that I would like to take off, like my birthday, kids' birthdays, anniversaries? Are there those holidays, like in the US, we have Veterans Day or Labor Day, where you might be able to extend the length of the weekend? I also look at my kids' school calendar and ask, when are they off school? So I make sure that that is on the calendar and I never violate a spring or winter break. You just identify when you're going to take time off. And here's the greatest part. You don't have to know where you're going when you reserve the time. You can figure that out later and you can always take that time back, but it doesn't work in the reverse.
Eating healthy is an investment. It's an investment in yourself, but it also often requires an investment of your time. But good news is Factor has delicious, ready-to-eat meals that are ever fresh and never frozen. They're chef-created, dietitian-approved, and ready to eat in just 2 minutes. With Factor, you can choose from a weekly menu of up to 35 options, including popular things like Calorie Smart or Keto Direction or Protein Plus or Vegan and Veggie. Also discover 60 more add-ons every week like Breakfast on the Go, lunch snacks, beverages to help you stay fueled, feel good all day. And we know our listeners here at The One Thing are focused on health and health goals. That's why we choose to partner with Factor. And if you visit factormeals.com/150 and use code 150, you can get 50% off your first month plus 20% off your next month. Again, that's factormeals.com/ONE50 and use code ONE50 to get 50% off your first month plus 20% off your next month.
I remember hearing Gary's philosophy around time blocking time off. He said, I just choose to work in between vacations, not the other way around. So a simple action for you, if you have not yet identified the days that you might want to take off for the next year, you can go ahead and just sit down and ask the question, when might I want to take vacation? Place the boulders in the stream before your calendar gets filled with all this other stuff. You can always take the time back, but you may end up using it. Not only will you thank you, but the people that matter most will thank you. So you time block your time off. The second thing you time block is your one thing. There are some of you who have a clear one thing that is consistent. Example, a salesperson lead generates. A writer writes. Some of you have a clear one thing that is consistent. And we also know many of you, your one thing changes constantly. So this can just be a time block for you to invest your time wherever you think would give you the greatest return. One of the organizations that we work with is a large immigration law firm. We've been working with the managing partner for about 2 years now, and he has really mastered this. He has a 2 to 3 hour block every day that just says, my one thing. When he completes his 411, which is the tool that you use to get clarity on your priorities, we talked about this in the last episode. When he completes his 411, he just knows that every day he's got hours that are reserved and protected. When he shows up for that time block, he checks his 411, looks at whatever the highest priority is, and starts whacking away until he knocks that domino down. As a result, his track record with his 411 is incredible. Every week, he's accomplishing the things that matter most. And his time, he's getting an amazing return on that investment. If you currently feel like you are just so busy and you are a hamster running on the wheel and it feels like it's never ending, maybe the idea of blocking several hours seems too big. Give yourself permission to go small. Again, think big, go small. Can you time block 15 minutes a day for you to do whatever you deem to be most important? Can you time block 30 minutes a day? Can you time block 1 hour a day? It's less about the amount of time at the beginning and more about you blocking and protecting a time block, whether it's 15 minutes or several hours. We want you to gain the confidence that you can say, I'm going to reserve this time for myself and that you are going to protect it. Because once you can really normalize that around as small as 15 minutes, it's easier to expand it to 30. It becomes easier to expand it to an hour. It becomes easier to expand it to several hours. And something amazing happens. You suddenly wake up and realize, oh my gosh, I actually am in control of my time. And then you realize the length of time you have unconsciously given that control away. Again, there is zero judgment here because that used to be me. And I want to speak to those of you that work inside a large organization where leadership is constantly asking you to show up to meetings and you feel like you have to say, yes, that is a reality. This still can work for you. Start small. Start with a small sliver of time. And when somebody asks if you can meet during that time, we have a simple rule. Push back once. All you have to do is say, I've got a commitment at that time. Can we do later? If they're your boss or your boss's boss, they reserve the right to say, actually, I need you to show up. At which point, your one thing just changed. But you will be amazed. Most people feel like 90% plus of the time that if they just said, hey, I've got a commitment at that time, can we do later? The majority of the time, people will say yes. So we time block our time off. We have time for our one thing. The third is to have a time block for your planning time. This is a time block before the new week begins where you will plan to make sure that your calendar reflects your priorities so your one thing gets done. It ensures that you stop the trend of just having your calendar filled with a bunch of meetings and things, but it actually has time for the things that matter most because that's how we decide what we're going to do next. We look at our calendars. Just have a weekly time block for planning so your calendar can reflect your priorities. So we have our vacations blocked for the next year. We have time every day to do whatever we deem to matter most. And third, we have a time block every week to plan to make sure that our calendar reflects our priorities. If you're like most people, you will be able to get this part done. That's the easy part. The hard part is protecting that time, which we will walk you through strategies for that when we get back from the break. Welcome back. So if you're like most people, you can look back on your life and realize, hey, I have time blocked before. I've done that, yet I may not have a consistent track record of protecting that time. There are four things that you can do to improve how you protect your time blocks so your one thing gets done. First, it's to build a bunker. Second is to store provisions. Third is to sweep for mines. And fourth is to enlist support. Protect a bunker. This means identifying an environment that supports your goals. It supports you focusing on what matters most. Some of us, we might have an office and maybe that's our bunker. Some of us are going back to a hybrid world where we may be working in cubicles, and that may or may not be the best place for you to accomplish what matters most. So wherever you normally do your work, you have to ask the question, does this environment support my goals? Is this a place I can focus? And if the answer is no, you can ask, what might I be able to do to improve it so that you don't have to find a new space? Or if that's just not the case, maybe you need to go find a new space. I know for Jay, he had an assistant many years back who, when she was in the cubicles, people were constantly coming to her and she wasn't able to focus and accomplish what matters most. So she chatted with Jay about this and he said, hey, why don't you block a conference room for an hour a day so that you can go in there and knock out what matters most? She did it. She was extraordinarily successful. You have the ability to improve in this area, you've got to be willing to do it. So first is to build that bunker. Once we have our environment, the second is to store provisions. This means asking the question, what are the things that I need in my bunker for me to be successful? I know for me, it comes down to I need my computer charger, I need a cell phone charger, and most importantly for me, I need a full water bottle. I am constantly drinking water. So before I go into a time block, I go and I fill my water bottle up with ice so that in the middle of a time block, I don't get thirsty, have an empty water bottle, which causes me to walk out of my bunker. And then this is what we call getting sniped. When somebody says, hey, you got a minute? It's my fault. It's my fault because I did not identify the provisions that I needed before I went into the time block so I could hunker down and get my one thing done. So you've got your bunker, you've stored your provisions. Third step is to sweep for mines. What are the things that are naturally in your bunker that are likely to blow up and steal your focus? For many people, this comes down to technology. Email, messaging platforms like Slack or Teams, their cell phone. Some people, it might be clutter. My wife, order is her number one core value. If her space is messy, she cannot focus. Everything's got to be organized so that she can sit down and focus on what matters most. You've got to ask the question, what is in my environment that stops me from focusing on what matters most? And then you just got to look at it and ask the question, what's one thing I can do to solve for that? Are you willing to give yourself permission to close your email? Not minimize, hard shut down for 15 minutes. Are you willing to close Slack or Teams down for 15 minutes? Are you willing to put your phone on Do Not Disturb? If you feel anxiety around this, it's even more important that you try it once and prove to yourself that things will be okay. Because if something is really a priority and it's urgent and they've got to find you, they always have a way of finding you. The truly important always makes its way to you. But we've got to stop being willing to saying yes to everything, which undermines our ability to say yes to the one thing. So you've got your bunker. It's filled with all the provisions. You've swept the mines out of the bunker that are likely to distract you. And the fourth, and this is a huge challenge for many people, is enlisting support. Oftentimes, the people in your world, whether it's coworkers or now that a lot of us are in a hybrid workforce, it can be our families. It can be pets. How do you enlist their support before you go into your bunker? I know for me, once COVID hit, my kids were going to be the people that I needed to enlist the support of. They're so small. And when they want to see daddy, they want to see daddy. And I sat down with them and I told them, hey, you are welcome to come into my office at any time. And if I am available to talk to you, to give you a hug, I will always do it. And there are going to be some times when daddy is doing something really important, he calls it his one thing. And if I say, hey, I'm doing my one thing, or I'm in a time block right now, that's a message to you that this is one of those moments that I really need your help in allowing me to focus. I had this conversation with them and there have been several times where I'm doing a virtual training for a company. I'm mid-workshop and my kids come in and they come over to give me a hug. And I say, daddy's doing his one thing right now. Or I'll ask, hey, can you help me protect my time block? And they say, okay. They wave to the camera and they walk out. It absolutely works. And in the context of coworkers, you can just say, hey, for the next hour, I'm about to go into my time block to get my one thing done. If something's really important, call me or knock on the door. But if it can wait, I would really appreciate it. You'd be amazed at how often people will rally around you to help you focus on what matters most. So let's fly up to 10,000 feet. At the highest level, if you really were mastering time blocking, your time off would be blocked. You'd have a regular time block for your one thing. And every week, you would have time blocked to plan so your upcoming week's calendar reflects your priorities. And when it's time to honor that time block, you've got a place, you've got a bunker that you go to. You have the provisions in there so you don't need to leave your bunker. You have swept the mines out. You've silenced the notifications so you can focus. And you've had a conversation with the people that matter most to you so they know not to just come in unless it's really, really important. Do you think the measure of success is that you do all of this following this episode? No, it's not. Again, the path to getting everything you want starts by getting one thing at a time. That means think big, cast a big vision about being the type of person that does all of this, and start by going small. Identify one thing that you can do such that by doing it over time, it would make doing everything else easier or unnecessary. The biggest mistake people make with time blocking is they try to time block every minute of every day. And then when they fail to protect a time block, they feel like a failure. So they stop time blocking. We do not want that for you. Choose one thing based on this episode, put it into practice and prove to yourself that it can get done. Because by knocking that domino down, it will automatically stand you right back up with more confidence, with more momentum to knock the next one down. And you do it day after day after day. And over time, you will wake up and realize I am in control of my time and I'm actually investing the lion's share of it. So that I say yes to what matters most during the day. And when it's time to be with the people that matter most, I'm with the people that matter most. If you would like support on this journey, because while it is simple, it does not mean it's easy, head on over to theonething.com. Again, that's with the number one in the URL, theonething.com. Individuals can learn about our Living Your One Thing training program. Or if you are a leader in an organization and would love to teach your team how to time block and how to create a common language so that they can actually enlist the support of one another, we would love to walk you through what that looks like. You can request a consultation. We'll find time to connect and help you put a plan in place to make that happen. If this episode has brought value to you, please think of one person you know that needs to hear this and share this with them. And if you're new to the show, make sure you click the follow button so all future episodes will automatically be downloaded to your device of choice. You want to make sure you catch next week's episode when we go through part 6 of the productive system, which is to take everything we've talked about and to build habits around it. Final request, if this episode did bring value to you, make sure to leave us a rating and review on your podcast player. Call out the fact that you listened to this episode on time blocking and how valuable it was. It genuinely helps us reach more people and fulfill our purpose, which is to help you better invest your time so you can achieve extraordinary results. I'm your host, Jeff Woods. We look forward to being with you in the next episode.